you look at it and say, every speech I give, I get a little bit better. Every podcast I'm on, every time I'm on a live like this, a Zoom, and all that stuff starts adding up and compounding. So there's an asset value just for giving the speech independent of the actual results that the speech produces.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. And today, I am excited about today's episode. You know why? Because I'm about to strip you of all your excuses. As a matter of fact, I am so confident in what we're going to talk about today that I promise you, if after listening to this episode 3 months from now, you still haven't succeeded as an entrepreneur or haven't made some money online, it ain't the world. It ain't the universe. It's nothing else. It's you. And you're being lazy. I know. I'm coming at you a little hard, a little strong. You'll know exactly why by the end of this episode. Today, we're going to talk about how to start a seven-figure business with zero money and zero ad spend. As a matter of fact, our guest has not only done that, he's done it again and again and again and again and again. And even once he's become very successful, he continues to scale his business with zero ad spend. All right. So it's going to be a powerful episode. Make sure you're ready to take a ton of notes. But before we get on to that, LURN.com. Are you a member or what? Come on. We're creating a revolution here of entrepreneurs. We are going to put 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world into one platform. We're already at 410,000 and we haven't even started trying yet. We're adding so many amazing features to this community, so much facilitation, so much amazing education. You're either part of it or you're standing on the sidelines watching us move right by you. So LURN.com, free to join, takes 10 seconds. Go right now and get yourself your login. And then, of course, AnikPodcast.com, A-N-I-K, podcast.com. Make sure you go there, click around, binge watch and binge listen to the episodes. Make sure you leave us a great, powerful review at iTunes, please. I'm in a big march right now to hit 1,000 US-based reviews because that's what I see when I pull it up. We pick winners every week. I pick random winners of people that subscribe, of people that leave comments, of people that leave reviews. You win cool stuff. You win swag. You win cash. You win time with me, whatever it is that you want. Lots of fun stuff. Help support the Fighting Entrepreneur podcast, become one of the top entrepreneur podcasts, and we will, of course, give you tons of cool stuff in return. Having said that, I want to introduce our guest today, Eric Laufholm. And I may have completely said his last name wrong. Eric, did I butcher the last name?
You actually got it great. Laufholm, you got it.
All right. I butcher names all the time. And I'm respectful to it and sensitive to it because my name is Anik, and most people don't get that right ever. So, man, Eric, you know, I always like to tell people stories of how I met Eric. And before we started this episode, I actually looked at Eric and I said, how did we meet? How did we become buds? I have no idea. I don't think we've ever met face-to-face, but we've had a lot of conversations on Facebook. And so here's my theory. I'm going to put it out there. Facebook's a lot smarter than the rest of us, and they seem to be able to know who we should meet and who we should talk to. At some point, I'm sure Eric came across my newsfeed. I ended up adding him as a friend, probably liked some of his posts. He's definitely from our industry. But I'll tell you when I got really intrigued by Eric. There was something I saw him do around coming to the end of 2019. He started posting how many talks or speeches, as he calls them, he was doing per week or per day. I thought the man was nuts. It was like crazy. It was a lot. And then he goes even crazier and declares a goal for 2020. His goal was to do 550 speeches in 2020. Now, hang tight because we're going to define what a speech is. It's going to open up the world for you as well. Now, you know, the one reason I can tell you I 100% believe Eric will do it and can do it is because he's been doing it. Last I checked, he was ahead. The pandemic and all of these things have not stopped. And we're going to talk about that strategy in detail today because believe it or not, it's a fail-proof strategy. You cannot fail if you deploy what Eric's doing. But you got to have the kahunas and you got to put the time in. Now, Eric has owned his sales training company for 20 years. He has thousands of clients all over the world. All right, he's written 15 books and he started off as a trainer with Tony Robbins. He's grown from there. So got quite the rap sheet, quite the experience. But here's the bottom line for those of you watching and listening today. You are going to learn what he's doing right now and you are going to learn how to deploy it exactly to the T And I promise you, I always say success is just a numbers game. It's a game of statistics. You can't go wrong if you're in the game long enough. And if you do it the way you should be doing it, which Eric's going to teach today. Eric, man, thanks so much for being on this episode. I'm really looking forward to learning a lot from you today. I appreciate you being here.
I'm excited to be here. And especially with all the entrepreneurs all over the world that are watching and listening. I'm an entrepreneur just like all you guys. I'm out there fighting the good fight. So I'm excited to share some of the things that have worked for me over the last couple of decades.
That's powerful. And just to set the stage, Eric, so as you know, and I've shared this with you before, my podcast is a very selfish podcast. I use it mostly to learn for myself. There's always a goal behind the scenes. I treat these as free consults, but I also feel like our students can then listen in and they learn a ton. So today my goal is to A, learn what you're doing, why you're so crazy, why you want to do 550 talks or speeches, what success you've already been seeing from that, how you deploy the strategy. For me, here's what's happening personally. At Learn, we've been really blessed. We've been bringing on some killer team members, people that are incredibly brilliant and very smart. And what that's doing is starting to finally free up my time. And I've been looking at that and thinking, this might be the perfect time finally for me to go out there and grow the brand. Now, growing brands is not as easy as buying pay-per-click ads. I mean, you can, and it definitely helps. But the best way to grow a brand is to get in front of people and present tons of value to them. And that takes time. And so that's why last year, when I saw you going for this 550 speeches goal, I thought, how can the man not come out of that with a super strong brand and awareness? And let's face it, I mean, I knew you for a while, but here you are on the Fighting Entrepreneur podcast because of your declaration. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of other success like that. So personally for me, I'm going to want to learn, I'm going to listen to you. And my goal is going to be to grow this podcast. So it's going to be, how do I get out there and grow this podcast, which will automatically grow my brand. But for the students, I'm going to wrap up the last third of the episode and we're going to have Eric lay out a strategy for you. If you're brand new, no ad spend, you're sitting there, you got a laptop and a microphone. You don't even have to have a microphone, a laptop. How can you go out and start making money by just talking, using what God gave you, a speech? All right. So having said that, Eric, first and foremost, 20 years of experience. You've been doing sales training. You're obviously very successful. Barring getting into the story aspect of things, I want to ask you something. Why are you doing this 550 speeches? What is with this goal? Why did you come up with that? Tell us about the background for that.
Well, if you're watching this right now, you're probably into goal setting, but not every goal inspires us. So the simple question I ask myself is, what is a goal that would inspire me for 2020? And I said, if I did so many motivational sales trainings that I got into the Guinness Book of World Records, that would inspire me. So I came up with this number of 550, and I started tracking it. And I'm in dialogue with Guinness right now. I don't have it as a certified record, and I'm hoping to get that. But it really just came down to selecting a goal that inspires me to get up and pursue it every single day.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. How many have you done so far since you are tracking it?
I'm over 500. I have to go back and look at the exact number, but I'm over 500, and I'll probably end up somewhere around 800 for the year.
Wow. For those of you who might be watching the YouTube video feed, my face just froze. What the? Last time I spoke to you was only like 3 months ago, and you were, I don't know, like 150, 200. You were on track to hit 500 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So you're already over 500. So you're going to crush past your goal. What the heck? How? What? Did the pandemic, did the lockdown get you like extra boosters behind you? Or was
the lockdown actually did help, because if I'm physically going out and giving a speech, I've got to get in my car, drive to the speech, drive home. That's going to take, you know, maybe do one or two speeches on that day. It's going to take the majority of the day. But with virtual, you know, there's days I might do 5, 6, 7 speeches in a single day. And so that really has helped. And people are more open to a virtual speech now than ever. Yeah. You know, I do a lot of work with sales teams and they might, oh, we need you in person. Well, now there is no in-person. Everything's virtual. So it really did support the goal.
Okay. So everyone's listening right now and they're thinking, I don't get it. We're supposed to be talking about how to start a 7-figure business with no money, no ad spend. These guys are talking about doing 550 speeches. I don't want to do a speech. A speech requires an audience. I don't have an audience. I don't have a brand. How do I get in front of people? Blah, 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 blah. You got all these objections flying through our listeners' minds right now. So let's start by this, because I love how you define a speech, and I think it'll start to open up a lot of people's minds. Define a speech for us in your words. What constitutes a speech?
Yeah, it's speaking to two or more people. So it could be a podcast like what we're doing right here, because although you and I are speaking, other people are enjoying the content. It could be a webinar, a conference call. It could be something that I self-promote. Like I have my own, say a podcast or my own webinar, or I could be a guest on someone else's webinar or an actual front of the room speech where I'm in an audience of two or more people is my definition of a speech.
Okay. So already that is starting to open up people's minds, two or more people. So you don't need to be, you don't need to get the keynote event and speak in front of 10,000 people. You can just, the point here, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, is to start talking and start getting yourself out there and getting eyeballs on you, delivering value. Is that kind of,
well, if we think about growing a business, it all starts with leads. So when I launched my company back in 1999, I had no database. Nobody had ever heard of me. I'm 28 years old. I'm this young kid. So what I would do is I would go and speak to sales teams. And let's say there's eight people in the room. Well, I just now got eight leads. And I could sell to those people. I could sell to them on the back end. I use that for list building. And so it's this particular strategy doesn't require that we have a large database. You can go and speak to, I call it the distinction of self-promotion or speaking to groups that are already assembled. And when you speak to a group that's already assembled, like me speaking on your podcast, maybe I share the podcast with my network, but you already have an audience. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful when you go to somebody who already has an audience and puts you in front of them. So for example, last week I gave a speech. It was my highest producing speech of the year. I generated $40,000 in about 45 minutes. And somebody brought a Zoom audience together, and I offered a program for $1,000, and we got 40 people to sign up within an hour or two. That was my highest one of the year. Very few are like that, but I didn't assemble the audience. They assembled the audience, and that's anybody can do this.
All right, so let's break it down a little bit. I like the definition of a speech. So far you mentioned anything where you're in front of people. And so I'm putting my hat on and I'm just trying to think of, you know, objections that people could have. So let me first ask this. Do you have a rough ballpark? If you were to say we're halfway through the year, a little past halfway through at the time we're filming this of 2020, which has been, to say the least, a strange year where, you know, okay, so you've already done over 500 talks. You're pretty much about to shatter your goal halfway through the year. Any ballpark of how much you think that's led to for you in sales?
Ballpark would be $150,000 in collected revenue so far. And then all the leads that came from that. So, you know, that's going to pay out for years to come.
Absolutely. And so that's $150,000 so far. So what Eric is on the track of doing as he does these talks and does these speeches is crushing past $300,000. By doing this type of model. Now we're going to break down what are the speeches, how does he monetize them, but I'm trying to get everyone to understand one thing, and that is that this is a numbers game. You know, not all of Eric's speeches, I'm sure, are going to make him money. I'm sure a large majority may not, but they'll get his name out, his brand out. But at some point, he's going to hit the right person, the right audience, the right time. It's going to start to make money. It's just a numbers game. He's been out there now over 500 times in less than 6 months. You can't help but make money when you do that. Eric, so the other question I want to ask you is, so here's an objection. I feel like someone who's just starting. So we'll take someone who wants to get into the personal development space. I want to be a life coach. And they're hearing this and saying, well, okay, Eric, but you've been around for 20 years. It's easy for you to get invited to speeches, you know, which is partly true. I mean, your credibility and your past record, of course, has helped you get onto this podcast. I would be lying if I said it didn't. But they feel like, well, I don't have all of that, so I'm not going to get invited to other people's audiences. What would be something you could tell them? How could someone take control and do their speeches themselves and not even wait for an invitation?
Rarely do I get invited. In most cases, I go create it because I go out there and I get it. When I started, I was 28 and nobody had heard of me. So I would just reach out and offer to be a guest speaker. Anyone can do this strategy. Anybody can reach out and ask. And one of the things that's interesting is that sometimes when I reached out and made requests of people, I've surprised myself in certain yeses that I've gotten. And a lot of you, I think you'll surprise yourself as well as you reach out. And it doesn't, a speech, it could be 3 minutes. You know, if you're a web developer and you got, you know, 2-3 minutes with a group of entrepreneurs and offered to do a free website critique for anybody that's there, there's a speech, you're in front of an audience of 200 people, you might get 2 people that ask you for that web critique. Now you got to take them through your sales process and all of a sudden you've monetized. So it doesn't have to be like a keynote speech. And, you know, here I'm on a prestigious podcast, but a lot of the speeches I'll speak to anybody. It doesn't have to be, you know, a great, you know, prestigious podcast. I'm looking for a group of 2 or more. And I just focus on the number for this Guinness record because the goal inspires me. And to your point, Anik, you do this just by the law of large numbers, you're going to grow your business if you have a strategy behind it.
No, it's very, very true. Let me ask you a question. So as you're talking, I have a thought that I feel like I could tell a student who's trying to get this ball going because you've stressed so much on the idea of 2 or more. I love the fact that you just said, hey, you could be at an event and you might end up talking to 5 people. And teaching something because they're, you know, you're at a cocktail party and someone asks you something and the next thing you know, you have a crowd around you and for 5 minutes, you're talking about website optimization. Ta-da, speech, like write that down. That's a registered speech. That's probably more effective than any other type of speech because I bet you 2 of those 5 are going to say, hey, can I get your card or can we share information? And you follow up with that. There's a sale there, probably a high ticket sale. But what about someone who's still like, oh, I don't want to reach out to people and no one's going to want me and no one likes me and all of that. Could they just, maybe they can just start making short videos, 10, 15 minutes and pop them up on YouTube and share it on their social media. That's it. And they get 15, 20, 50, 40, 100 views. Does that for the starting person in your eyes constitute as a speech?
Well, I wouldn't call a video a speech, but a video is a video. Your game could be, I'm going to publish a video a day demonstrating a different aspect of my expertise with a call to action at the end. And that's the game you play. It's different than the game I'm playing, but that's a great game.
Yeah. You know? And so I think for everybody, I think the point we're trying to get across is consistency and volume of value delivery and getting yourself out there. So if for some reason you have a mental roadblock and you don't want to reach out to people to book a gig, quote unquote, start making videos and get yourself warmed up. And guess what will happen? Then you'll gain credibility. Do that for a month or two. And now you will be looked upon as an expert in the space and you'll start to be getting those people asking you themselves. Anyways, so let's talk about the numbers behind getting on to speeches. 500 plus speeches this year. You've talked about how it could be a physical event. I know once you mentioned you even went to the local chamber of commerce. You did a speech for them. Could be someone inviting you to a podcast. Could be someone inviting you to their physical sales team training, like in the office, virtual team training for their team. So it doesn't even have to be large customer bases. It could be for their internal team. What I was going to ask you is, let's talk about reaching out. What kind of ratios, because I'm trying to get everyone to understand this whole idea of its math. How many people would you say you've propositioned or reached out to this year to be able to get 500 talks?
So there's different ways of getting these talks. One is, like you said, reaching out to a chamber of commerce. And I'm going to say that ratio is 25 reach outs equals 1 book speech. And if I reach out, they might ignore me. They might respond back. So I'm going to say 1 out of 25. Then I have a client like Blue Coast. I train for them once a month. So once I got that, and that's a paid engagement. So once I set that up, right there, it's 12 speeches. All right. Another thing I decided to do is a daily podcast. That's one that I created. So every day, 5 days a week, right there, that's 250 speeches that I generated on my own. So sometimes I'm reaching out to a company or a group. Sometimes it's a set of trainings that I do. There's an insurance company, financial services organization called World Financial Group, and I do a private training for them once a week. And so the people that are in there pay me a very small amount of money. They pay me $25 per month. And they have access to 4 trainings with me a month for that small fee. Well, right there, that's 4 a month. That's 48 for the year. And so there's these different strategies that I'm doing. The way I used to do it is I only focused when I was selling. So I would count that. But then this year I was like, you know, I'm giving all these speeches that I'm not really tracking. I'm doing them. So let me track it. And let me go get this 550 number and see if I can get Guinness Book. And so that's what led me to that. And then I started telling it on social media, which is something I think every entrepreneur should consider, is to use your social media channels as a way to tell your story, like reality TV. And that's how you and I connected here. And Russell Brunson of ClickFunnels, he saw me telling the story. And he did a podcast about me. He didn't invite me on, and he didn't even tell me. He just was inspired, and he shared it with his tribe. And then one day I was talking to him. He goes, oh, did you know I did a podcast about you the other day? I go, you did? I didn't even know about it. So telling our story on social media, that's a zero-cost strategy. It's gold.
Yeah. No, and I love it. So you gave some numbers, and those numbers are perfectly in line with what I'm used to. So the most cold reach out that you can do to book a speech, you mentioned, is the chamber. Now there's lots of chambers out there, but you said about one out of every 25. Now remember, he didn't say one out of 25 chambers will book you. One out of 25 outreach. You can reach out to the same chamber every quarter, right? So, you know, they may not book you now, but they might book you next year. They might book you next quarter. They might book you eventually. So one out of 25 is a 4% conversion, right? Mm-hmm. And sounds perfectly doable to me for anybody. Eric, would you say that is because you're Eric and have a tremendous background, and maybe somebody else who doesn't have this huge history would have a lower hit rate than 4%, or is that about what you would expect if you were telling someone?
I would expect that regardless of your background. I mean, when I was first getting started, it was about that. So yeah. I'm reaching out to be a guest speaker, chamber, a sales meeting, somebody's podcast. People are getting hit up all the time with those requests. And so, you know, I think one out of 25 is a good number to consider. And it's interesting, if you Google like CPA podcast, if that's your target market, they're all right there on the internet. You can go find those people, reach out, offer to be a guest speaker like what we're doing. Maybe you don't carry the whole show. Like right now, I'm the show, but maybe you're like, hey, I got a 7-minute message for your CPA podcast. I think it would really help. And they're like, okay, cool. Yeah, come on for 7 minutes and give us your golden nugget. Mm-hmm. Boom. Now you're on there. You're getting your brand out. The podcast gets recorded. You can share that recording with other people. So there's a lot of creative ways to utilize the strategy.
Yeah, and as you're saying this, like seriously, my brain is already jogging. But the part that I really want to get into everyone's mind is, remember at the beginning of this episode, I said, if by the end of this episode, you don't feel like you have what it takes to make, you know, at least multiple six figures. I mean, but Eric has built a multiple seven-figure business doing this. Then you're just being lazy, right? It's because you don't want to do the work. So here, let's just stick to the 4% number. Actually, we'll go to 5% just because it's easier to do math on. Let's think, we'll pick a topic. We'll stay to your topic. Let's say your target demographic is CPAs. And you want to start reaching out to do these speeches. And I love how Eric is consistently pushing one thing, guys. Your speech doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 7 minutes, and you got yourself out. You delivered value. You're getting that momentum going. So there are podcasts. There are YouTube channels. There are local meetups. There are Facebook groups. We could keep going. There's Instagram pages. Depending on what niche you're in, if you sat down and you just make a spreadsheet, again, brute force hard work. You just make a spreadsheet of all the different places that have an audience that you could get in front of. And you just start reaching out to them one by one by one. So there was something that I did, Eric. This was inspired by you. And I started working on it, and then the pandemic happened, and it just completely washed it all away. I was going to do a 50 speeches challenge in the month of April. And what I was going to do is I was going to do 25, what I was going to say, YouTube speeches and 25 podcast speeches. So I wasn't going to do, and that would include going on other people's things. So my 50 YouTube could be me going on other people's YouTube channels, and could be, or it could just be my own. And then same thing with the podcast. I was going to do either 50 other people's, like, or a combination of my own. And I was going to, 25, 25. I was going to compare. I was going to track the actual financial results of me doing the YouTube versus me doing the podcast. So I was all set. And then we just had to really pivot. I had to put it on hold on it. But here was something I wanted everyone to understand. So when we started reaching out to podcasts to book me, now I would think I have quite the rap sheet. I would think I have the experience. I think I'd have a brand name. People know who I am. And I want everyone to understand that even for us, our hit rate was 20%. And the reason for that was because we were going, of course, after the top like 50, right? So we weren't going for anything below that, because I'm trying to compare you to, like, I was actually comparing financial results. I wanted to do apples to apples. But even then it was 20%. So 80% of the people were saying no thanks or not replying. And so my point here is just keep that list and keep going. It's just, if you want to hit 50 speeches and you're getting a lower conversion rate, you just need to reach out to more people and reach out more times. So Eric, I've absolutely, the strategy makes perfect sense. Let's talk a little bit about the actual speech. So you reach out to people, you book your speech. Are they all the same? Do you have the same talking points, or is it just more about getting in front of the audience? Like, for example, you're a sales trainer. We're not talking about that in this podcast right now. We're talking about your actual challenge of hitting the speeches. Talk to me a little bit about your actual speeches. What are you looking for? What kind of talks are you looking to give?
Every speech is different. And if you think about it from a sales standpoint, right? If I'm going to sell to somebody, I want to think like them and I want to enter their world and view their experience from their perspective. So our favorite thing to talk about is ourselves. But if I want to influence somebody, I got to look at it from their viewpoint. So the speech, I got to look at the speech from their viewpoint. So me being a guest on your show, it's like, how can I serve your audience? If I'm going to go to the chamber, you know, how can I add value to your audience? And so I have a structure that I follow, but actually every speech is a little bit different. Sometimes I can sell, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can offer free consultation, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can lead gen. So we're either, typically I'm generating a lead, I'm setting an appointment, or I'm making a sale. Those are my three outcomes. And I'm going to talk to the person who's going to have me on as the guest and find out what's going to serve them. What's the time length that's going to work? And then my structure is intro, outcomes, chunk one, chunk two, chunk three, call to action. That's the structure of the talk. Intro, outcomes, chunk one, chunk two, chunk three, call to action. If I have a 15-minute speech, I can't. A chunk is a piece of content. So if I'm teaching sales like closing or objection handling, if I'm speaking for 15 minutes, it's too little time to get three chunks in. Mm-hmm. So that might go intro, outcomes, chunk one, call to action. If I have an hour, I might go intro, outcomes, chunk one, two, three, four, call to action. If I have a whole day, so it all fits in with that structure. And I learned that when I used to speak for Tony Robbins. And when I spoke for Tony, this is in the mid-90s, I would go into a company and they'd give me like 35 minutes. And my goal was to walk out of there with a bunch of paid seminar tickets for Tony's seminar. And so what I would do is I'd ask them, what do you want me to speak about? And they're like, well, we want mindset and goal setting. So I'd go intro, outcomes, mindset, goal setting one, goal setting two, call to action, the Tony Robbins seminar tickets. And what I discovered was the chunks didn't matter. All that mattered was the structure, and I was consistently pulling about $1,000 in revenue per run appointment. So I brought that strategy with me when I started my own training company. And so I have a structure so I can walk into a room or a conference call or podcast, or whatever the case might be, and have a business outcome so I can further whatever it is that I'm trying to accomplish with my company.
That was powerful. I want to get into that. So your actual speech. Okay, let me ask you this. What if you cannot drop a link at the end? What if you cannot get a lead? What were the three you said? You're either generating a lead.
I'm going to generate a lead. I'm going to set an appointment. Okay. So I call to action at the end for a free consult, or I'm going to make a sale because I'm selling info products. So I could make a sale at the end. A realtor can't really sell at the end. So they would either generate a lead or set an appointment.
Okay. So what if, like, you were coming onto this podcast and I'm evil and I'm like, you can do neither of three. You don't get out. You can just come and give me value, give my audience value. I will not let you generate a lead. I will not let you generate an appointment. I will not let you sell. Do you still do that speech?
It's a strategy thing. If it's a 2-hour drive, I'm not going to drive 2 hours under those circumstances. But if it's a Zoom like this, then what better use of my time, an hour of my time, to get in front of more people at zero cost? Yeah. I'll do that all day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, even if I'm only in front of two people, that's a great use of my time.
Abundance mindset right there, right? And I think a lot of people that were first beginning don't have that. And the truth of it is, there's so many positive ways that could go. So even if you're getting in front of someone and they're not allowing you to pitch their audience, how much of that audience is going to, you know, there might be about 4 or 5% of that audience that go hunt you down anyways because they enjoyed the content so much. And that host can't stop them from doing that. It can't stop them from Googling you and finding you or looking you up on social media. The other thing of, what if the host is just so impressed and loves working with you and says, hey, you know what? I could get you involved here. I could do this. I see it all the time. It happens with me all the time. I mean, there will be people who I don't intend to work with, but they get in front of me somehow. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait. And that's how it's been with me. The funniest joke I can give you about that, or not joke, but the story, is how I got on GrowthCon stage for Grant Cardone. Yeah. I went and did his Facebook Live, right? Where we're not allowed to pitch. We're not allowed to generate leads. We're not allowed to do any of that. I had to fly to Miami to be on his show, to give his audience value. And it cost me money because I took someone with me, but I went with a little goal. I said, I'm going to blow this man away so that I can go speak at his event. I want to speak on that stage. It was, by the way, it was on my dream board to have spoken in front of more than 5,000 people. I wanted to do that. I had never done that before. And that was my only reason. I didn't even care if I sell anything on stage or not. I just wanted to speak in front of 5,000 more people. Yeah. And I got there and I executed, and I had a little, if you actually listen to my episode with him, you'll see where I drop little subconscious triggers, like a little cookie trail for him to come follow. We finished the episode and I gave my heart out on that episode. I did the best content. I rallied with him. You know, Grant can push you around. I pushed back. And at the end of the episode, we finished, you hear the person go, cut. And Grant turns and goes, man, that was really good. And I'm like, thank you. And he goes, I want you to speak at GrowthCon. And I was like, yes, like that couldn't have worked more perfectly than planned. And, you know, I was just proud of myself. I'm like, hey, I sold, you know, the guy who says he's the number one salesperson in the world. But I want everyone to understand, notice how I took an entire 2 days out of my life, okay? Because, you know, you're spending a day prepping, you fly there, and then we spent the night and came back the next day. All for, could have been nothing, but it turned into something that knocked off something off of my dream board on my list. So that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. And I want everyone to kind of take that. But also, Eric's not stupid. So if it's going to take up too much of his time and the potential outcome of it is not big enough, like for me, yes, I flew that far with nothing on the line, but there was a huge potential outcome. So I was taking, you know, calculated risk. Okay. Intro, outcome, and what did you call it?
So content points, I just call it chunk one, chunk two.
Yes. Chunk three. So give me a quick little example. Like, what's an intro? What's an outcome? And how do you determine a good chunk?
I would just, you know, say good morning to everybody. My name's Eric Loff. I'm here to talk about my favorite subject today, increasing sales. How many of you would love to learn some great content to help you make more sales? Show of hands. Everyone agrees. Great. I have two outcomes for my presentation. My first outcome is to share with you three of my top golden nuggets on closing. My second outcome is to extend an invitation for you and I to enter into a mentoring relationship. And I'll give you all the details on that at the end of my speech. So I set the stage like, I'm here to give you content and I'm here to close you, but I do that in an elegant way.
Yeah.
Then I go chunk one, and sometimes I'll tell my story, and then I'll go chunk one, give them some, you know, great content on closing, give them a second chunk on closing, third chunk on closing. Then I would go into the close. What I'd like to do now is share with you how I work with prospects, how I work with clients like yourself. And I go right into my program, name of the program, what's included, what you'll learn, guarantee, price drop, call to action. And so I have a very structured format that's, it's a script, but it's not a script. It's more of a structure than a script. But the close is usually, I have that particular piece scripted out. And I could do a call to action for a free consult. I could say, if I was a web developer, you know, I'd like to offer all of you a free consultation, free web critique, walk them through, give them a registration form, have them fill it out. So I'm not asking for money. I'm just closing for the appointment. Or I could offer a free piece of content. And I would say, I created a mini course on how to create a website that gets you maximum results. If you'd like the free mini course, normally I sell it for $197. You can get it for free. Just give me your email information. I'll send it to you. So I can close like those different ways. And sometimes I'll do more than one. Sometimes I'll give away a free piece of content to pull all the leads out of the room. And then I'll close at the end. And have you ever heard of CEO space before?
I have a little bit, yeah, as of recent, but not much.
The CEO space, they don't let you sell. And you got to fly there and cover all your expenses. And so I went there and I'm like, hey, can I offer something for free? And they said, that's fine. And so I pulled like 150 leads out of that room and then, you know, took those leads in the back end and upsold them and did extremely well. But the upfront speech, like your grant story, I had to fly there at my expense, lot of effort, but I walked out of there with 150 leads of people that had paid $5,000 to be in that room per person, right? So yeah. Those leads, not all leads are created equal. And sometimes we have an opportunity to really do great with a batch of leads. And what's interesting about the CEO space story, the other speakers didn't do that. As far as I know, I was the only speaker at the conference that had the strategy to pull the leads out. Now, I had to clear that up front with the promoter, but my mindset was, I want to get these leads. If I'm going to speak for free, I want to pull these leads out. Yeah. And that was a big home run for me that day.
That is very, very, very smart. I love the idea of just for those of you who are just starting and you're early in your career and you can take the time to actually get on free consults with people and help them and do a true strategy session or discovery session. It's so easy. I have a buddy right now who's finally doing this and he's only taking about 10 to 15 calls a week, which is not a lot, and already closing $8,000 to $9,000 of business a week. He just started. And he's doing coaching. He's selling coaching. And he's been doing exactly this, Eric, without putting the word on it. He's out doing more speeches now. He's open to the idea of just getting in front of people. And at the end of his speeches, he'll ask anyone who wants to have a free one-on-one with him, discovery session, go here, book it. And he's doing super well with that. It's an easy way. If you have a 5 to 10K package where you can offer coaching, how many calls does it take for you to close one? And then you're really doing well. So you can go from making nothing to making multiple six figures like this by simply deploying a good offer, which is a good coaching, good offer, and then taking Eric's strategy here and attaching it to a free consult at the end. It's literally a three-part. And then, of course, part four is being able to get on the phone and close that sale, which is what Eric teaches. But yeah, go ahead, Eric. You were going to say something?
The speech, whether you're on a podcast like what we're doing here, webinar, front of the room talk, it shapes the listening of the audience. All right? So if I was doing a consult with somebody that's watching this right now, if I met them at the Chamber of Commerce and we're sitting at the table together and I'm there as a sales trainer and they're there as a realtor, and what do you do? I'm a sales trainer. What do you do? I'm a realtor. Okay. Or if I'm the speaker at the chamber, now I'm in a position of power. Now I'm in a position of strength. And so it's so much easier to sell coaching or any product or service for that matter if they meet you as the expert.
Yes.
And the other thing about speaking is every speech you give, you get a little bit better. And it's deceptive because it's like watching your fingernails grow. If I look at my fingernails right now and I'm looking at them and I'm watching them grow, obviously I can't see them growing because it's so minimal. But if you look at it and say, every speech I give, I get a little bit better, a little bit better. Every podcast I'm on, every time I'm on a live like this, a Zoom, and all that stuff starts adding up and compounding. So there's an asset value just for giving the speech independent of the actual results that the speech produces.
Yeah. No, so true. I love it. Very true. So we've talked about the way the speech is laid out. Let's talk numbers. Let's say you're talking in front of 100 people virtually, and you're at the end going to offer a free consult. Roughly, what percentage of those 100 would you anticipate will book that free consult with you?
It's going to be all over the board based on the audience,
right?
So I gave the speech last week, and I think there was maybe 80 on the Zoom, and 40 people signed up immediately at $1,000. But that was a very unique audience, and the leader of that group said, "You guys should all go do this program."
Yeah.
If it was more of like a chamber crowd, you know, I might have pulled anywhere from maybe 3 to 5 out of 80 at $1,000. on a console, it really just depends on how starving is the crowd. You know, is this an offer that they're not used to? Do they really have a need for it? Like, something that's hot right now is teaching people how to sell virtually, because we can't go see people face to face. So if I offered a free consult on, you know, how to successfully sell virtually, that would crush right now, because it's selling to a starving crowd. So it's kind of all over the map, and you can learn your numbers as you start doing a strategy to like a certain type of audience.
Yeah,
you can start getting some stats.
And I couldn't agree more. So I've done some number tracking on this. So for those of you watching, just to give you some rough ballpark, we'll see about 10% book a strategy session. And we do these through webinars. So I've done a lot of automated webinars that will drive traffic to. And at the end of the automated webinar, we say, hey, if you're interested in talking to us, go here, book a strategy session or discovery session. We've seen as high as 20, and we've seen as low as 5. So I always just say 10, because it's just an easy number to do math with, and it's kind of what we've seen. But if you think of it that way, get in front of 100 people, you'll get 10 bookings. You're going to say, and if you follow the format correctly, and I'll ask Eric at the end to share some of his training or how you can get some of his sales training, because it's top notch. Yeah. Let's just say you get even one of those 10 to buy, and you've got a $7,000-$8,000 package. That's not bad to get. And getting in front of 100 people is not that hard. It just isn't that difficult nowadays, especially with the massive takeoff of everything being virtual and everyone's looking for content and it's a world of content. So I think in summary, what I want to just kind of bring up everyone here is there's your strategy. I'm thinking right now as we talk, I'm thinking about a friend of mine who is an interior decorator. I'm thinking of another friend of mine who owns a construction company that does remodeling of houses inside. And I'm like, man, they could use this strategy like crazy. They could do really well with it. I'm thinking of realtors. I'm thinking of mortgage experts. I'm thinking of, for example, one of my friends is a local in this area. He's a local mortgage expert. And I'm going to hand this episode to him, because right now of all the times, he should be out talking as much as he can, because interest rates are dropping. People should be refinancing their homes. If you are a life coach, I can't think of a single profession or a single type of thing that you'd want to start a business with, other than maybe selling cell phone covers and tchotchkes on e-commerce. But other than that, you know, it's like there is something to be done. Okay, so Eric, there's another question I had for you. You mentioned, you had sent me a message on Facebook a week or two ago where you're like, hey, I've got this new strategy. I drove about 2,000 people to watch my content for free. Now that's interesting. So that seemed like it was under your control, a video you put up on Facebook and started getting tons of views to. And so now this goes back to people who are like, well, I want to get a start, but maybe I don't want to be on other people's things. Talk a little bit about what you did, because I didn't ask you any questions. I thought we'd save it for the podcast. How'd you get over 2,000 views to this piece of content for free?
Yeah, so I've created various Facebook groups. And usually what I do is, let's say I have a two-part webinar. And I'll say, hey, come join the Facebook group, and it's going to support the two-part webinar. Two-part webinar would happen, and then the Facebook group would sit there dormant. And I just never went back and used it. And I got to thinking one day, I have a daily 15-minute motivational call that I do. It's a podcast, and it's also a live conference call. So people call in that want to be on there live, or they can listen to the recording on iTunes, for example. And so I thought, why don't I take one of my dormant Facebook groups, and while I'm doing the podcast, I'll turn my cell phone on as a Facebook Live. So imagine I'm right here with you doing the podcast, but I don't right now, but if I had my Facebook Live going, and so they're consuming the content as well. And what was interesting was in a public Facebook group, people can share out of it. And so what I was saying to people is, hey, we're here on conference call, we're doing iTunes, we're here on Facebook Live. I was broadcasting inside of my Facebook group with a couple thousand members, and I was giving them the direct command to share it out to their Facebook page or share it into Facebook groups. And so I'm getting 15 to 60 shares,
wow,
organic shares per Facebook Live. And so the views just shot up. And so I do this every day, 7:45 in the morning for 15 minutes, California time. I'm on iTunes, I'm on a live conference call, I'm on another podcast called Podbean, and then I'm broadcasting inside of a Facebook group, and we're getting anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people a day to consume my podcast, and it's growing. And that was just something I kind of stumbled into, and it was like, wow, this is a really cool strategy.
Basically like a radio show. You launched a little bit of a radio show. That's yours. Yeah. That's in your, and guess what, everyone? You're listening. That's in your control. He's not at, he's not waiting for someone to invite him every morning at 7:45. This is something he's doing. It's a beautiful strategy. I love it because I'm a big believer of Facebook groups right now. As a matter of fact, at Learn, we are getting ready to publish an entire program about how to build Facebook groups and grow Facebook groups. I'll tell everybody this. Why am I doing that? Why did I pivot all of a sudden? And I said, we need to teach our students Facebook groups, because in February of this year, I think it was February, when I was watching the Super Bowl, you know, everyone loves watching Super Bowl commercials, and I was watching the commercials, and for the first time in my life, I saw a commercial by Facebook, and they were highlighting their Facebook groups feature. They were like, start a group, join a group, be in a group, engage with a group. And I'm looking at that, and I know how, you know, I know how business owners think. I'm like, okay, if they're putting this kind of multi-millions of dollars into telling people to go to groups, it shows you what Facebook is focusing on and where they're going. And I can tell you, groups grow. It's amazing. If you're nurturing that group, you'll get 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 people to join it every day, even when it's not that big. And you might, that may not sound like a lot, but these are, you know, not all audiences are created equal, like Eric said before. I mean, these are highly engaged people. I love this strategy. So even if you don't go as aggressive as Eric, which is every day, you go once a week, you know, but you go live, you get your content syndicated.
CPA concept. Let's say one of your listeners, their audience is CPAs. So they create a Facebook group for CPAs, and they go live once a week in there and give content and tell their CPA members, hey, share this out with your CPA community, invite CPAs to the group. Because one thing in a Facebook group is the members can invite other members. And that's a zero cost strategy. And you can run paid ads too. You can run paid ads to grow your Facebook group. You can have somebody opt into your email list, and then their autoresponder says, hey, did you know we have a Facebook group? Come join it. So there's a lot of things that you can do around a Facebook group. And guess what? You're in charge of it. So you're the star. And that's just gold. My group right now has a little over 2,500 members. And my branding with those 2,500 members is off the charts. And this is something anybody can do in virtually any niche.
I love it. And so I'm going to summarize and wrap this up. This is why I told all of you, there's no reason why within the next 30, 60 days, you are not already generating a large income. Come up with a great offer. Okay. Consulting, some form of coaching, should be higher ticket, few thousand dollars or more. Number two, create a massive spreadsheet of all of the various places where you could go speak and be in front of more than two people. So you don't care if it's a huge audience. Don't go for the number one sales, you know, podcast in the world. You just need to make sure that more than two people listen to it. And that should be on your list. It could be podcasts. It could be Facebook groups. It could be YouTube channels. It could be chambers. It could be physical groups or live events and virtual summits. And there's just so many of them now. Make a massive list. Start reaching out to them. Expect yourself to have a 4 or 5% hit rate. That means 95% say no. The 5% say yes. You want to have 100 talks? Reverse the math. Do 2,000 points of outreach and you'll hit 100 talks. I mean, you're going to hit a lot more, I bet you, if you do 2,000 outreach. Get on those speeches. As Eric said, intro, outcome, chunk one, chunk two, chunk three, based on how long you have, call to action, get the lead, get a call or go for the sale. And there you go. That it could be as simple as that. There's brilliance in the simplicity of this. And then last but not least, of course, you do need to learn how to close someone on the phone. There's a lot of strategies that are really helpful there, which we'll ask Eric about. And then even if you don't want to do any of that and you're like, I don't want to reach out to people, I'm, you know, shy to even send an email, Eric solved your problem there as well. Get a Facebook group going, get on a schedule, get go live, ask people to share it. Boom, your content will get syndicated and you'll still get this exact same impact. It'll be a little slower because you're not using other people, you know, you're not using other people's money or other people's access, OPA. You're not using that, which can be freaking huge. So how powerful, love it. Eric, I know for a fact that our listeners want more. I specifically really want them to learn how to do selling from you, because I think we talked about the business model and they can generate leads all day, but if they don't know how to get them on the phone and actually close the deal, it's not going to be worth much. Please tell us all the different places where people can go and get access to you, your training, and engage more with you.
Yeah. And that's my core area of expertise. That's my most requested topic to talk about. you have an entrepreneur audience. And so we were talking about the building of the business, like what do I actually do to build the business? But from a sales training standpoint, I'm on most of the social media platforms. I have a YouTube channel. So if you just, I'm the only Eric Offham on planet Earth. So if you just Google me, you're going to find all my social medias, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, etc. So social media is a great way to connect with me. My main website is saleschampion.com, and you can opt in there to start getting invited. I do a free class at least once a month on a variety of sales-related topics, objection handling, closing, lead gen, etc. And if you reach out to me, somehow find me on one of these social media platforms, send me a direct message or email me, eric@ericoffham.com. Let me know you heard about me on the show here. I'll send you a $200 course on sales and closing. So just find me somehow, some way. Say, Eric, I saw you on the show and I'd like my free $200 course. I'll send that to you. That's really what I'm best known for is the fundamentals of selling. How do you generate a lead, set an appointment, and then how do you close? And I work with a lot of people that are uncomfortable selling because there's a stigma in our culture about sales. A lot of people have resistance to selling, and it's tough when your mindset is resistance. And so I can help you break through that and make your entrepreneurial goals and dreams come true.
Love it. I highly, highly recommend you find Eric. Amazing stuff. And I just, even if you do, all you do is follow him on Facebook, I just love his content. It's inspiring. It's effective. It's tactical. And you all know, if you listen to Fighting Entrepreneur, you know how much I am all about the tactics. And he is all about the meat and the tactics. Eric, thank you so much for being on today and sharing such amazing things and giving that amazing $200 course for free to our listeners. That is super nice of you. Everyone, there you go. Go find Eric. Make it happen. This is Anik Singhal reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Now make sure you click subscribe on our YouTube, leave a comment below for Eric, click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon. And if you're listening to us on any other platform, go to onikpodcast.com. Make sure you leave us a review, subscribe, tell everybody else about this amazing podcast. Let's help it grow. And of course, make sure you join us at LURN.com. We'll see you inside of our amazing community. There you go, entrepreneurs. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time, this is Anik Singhal signing off.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.